Hi, my name is Michael Rees. I'm a principal program manager in the big data team at Microsoft. And it is my pleasure to introduce you today to uSQL, a new language to process big data. It is part of what we call the Azure Data Lake offering in Azure. In particular, it's the language that you use in the Azure Data Lake Analytics job engine. The Azure Data Lake gives you the ability to store and analyze all kinds of data of any shape and any size, give you the ability to really gain insight into your data, experiment with your data, and basically answer the questions that are pertinent to you at any point in time. It is designed to give you easy access to the data with little to no learning curve. And it is giving you that in a managed and supported environment, so you don't have to really worry about setting up clusters, etc. And you pay as you go and you scale as you go if you're using uSQL in the context of Azure Data Lake Analytics. This is all built on top of enterprise-grade security, encryption, compression, and it's using a lot of open source technology such as Yarn to give you the ability to scale out in the cloud. So why did we introduce a new language in uSQL? Well, if you look at the traditional languages, such as the traditional languages for big data or the traditional programming languages for big data, you notice that they are normally good at one of the things that are important for doing big data processing, such as SQL is good at being declarative and making it easy for you to not have to worry about the scale. But it's hard to extend. And if you compare it to traditional programming languages in big data space, then normally it's easy to do your own custom code and scale that out. But the scaling out often adds a lot of complexity to your understanding and to your code. So we think that uSQL gives us the ability to basically combine the benefits of the declarative approach and the extensibility in an easy-to-use language where both of these concepts are equally native to the language. So we get the scale and performance, and we get an easy way for you to add your business logic. So uSQL is called uSQL because it makes it easy for you to unify structured and unstructured data processing, declarative SQL and custom imperative code. It allows you to unify queries over data stored in Azure Data Lake, as well as data in SQL databases living in Azure. And it will increase the productivity and agility for you from day one, but even with all the tooling that it supports, makes it still easy to maintain and evolve your programs at day 100. uSQL originally evolved out of our own internal big data language called Scope, and it also incorporates a couple of capabilities of other languages such as Hive and T-SQL and C-SQL. What we basically wanted to make sure is that we give you this proven extensibility and optimization framework that we have been using inside Microsoft in our own big data environment, and make it familiar to people that use Hive and T-SQL and ANSI/SQL dialects to make it easy for them to actually get started in the language and evolve and build their big data applications. One of the capabilities that uSQL has that I would like to point out before I go into demos is the ability that uSQL not only operates on data inside the Azure Data Lake, but allows you to query the data where it lives as well. So if you run a uSQL script, you can query data and write data that lives in the Azure Data Lake storage, as well as being able to access data that lives inside your Windows Azure storage blobs. In addition, it gives you a virtualization framework that allows you to query data using uSQL and combine it with data in the Azure Data Lake from SQL Server instances living in Azure. Be that Azure SQL Database, be that Azure SQL Data Warehouse. It allows you to then not only take the data and query on it, but it actually gives you the option to decide how much of the data has to be moved back versus how much of the uSQL query will be translated into SQL queries that are being executed remotely on your SQL Server database. So now let's go and take a look at some uSQL examples. All the examples that I will be showing you are available on the links that you see on the slide on our GitHub page, where we have these and many other examples, so that he can more easily get started and learn about uSQL. The first demo I'm going to show you is showing how you can use uSQL to analyze some of your tweet data. For that, I'm using Visual Studio. You can use any version of Visual Studio 2013 or 15, including the community editions. You download a free Azure Data Lake tools for Visual Studio, and off you go, and you can even do local uSQL development, as well as submitting jobs and analyzing jobs running on the cluster. So my data is already preloaded inside my Azure Data Lake account in the data center. In particular, I'm drilling down into my folder hierarchy inside my Azure Data Lake storage account, going to Samples, Data, Tweets, where I have a set of tweet files that I'm now going to do some analysis over. In particular, while I'm developing, I will be using one tweet file, which I'm going to open right now. It's the tweet file of my tweets. And the preview of the file shows me that this is a file structured with four columns. The first column contains date, second column contains time, the third one contains who was tweeting, and the fourth one contains some tweets. So now let's do some simple analysis. In particular, what I'm interested in is I would like to not only understand how many tweets each one of these persons in the third column actually have done, but I also would like to be able to understand how many times people got mentioned. In order to be able to do that, I have to go and take a look at the content of the tweet string. Let me open that a little bit more. In particular, I need to find all the words inside the tweet string that start with an at sign. So let's get started. First, I'm opening a new project. In particular, I'm opening a new Azure Data Lake uSQL project, as you can see here. This opens now a solution with a simple project that contains a uSQL file that allows me to enter my uSQL script and a uSQL.cs file that allows me to enter my own C# code that I want to invoke from within the script. Let me show you how this works. Let me first increase the font size. So in any uSQL script, the first thing I need to do is I need to do schematization of the data if it's in files. So I do a schema on read. This is done with what we call an extract statement. We have to give the extract statement a name. So I say @t, which is a variable for the extract statement, extract. And now I schematize. So what do I have? I have the date, type string, time string. And as you can see, while I'm typing, Visual Studio gives me IntelliSense about what types and what expressions and what functions it expects in the corresponding environment. We have author string, tweet string. I extract this from a certain file. I will copy the name later. And I use an extractor, which is a piece of code that does the schematization for me. Now for CSV files, we have a built-in extractor called extractors.csv that allows me to do so. Now let me go back to my file here. I right-click, copy the relative path, enter it here. And so now I have schematized the file. Now let me build up the transformation. So as a next step now, I would like to just get the mentions out of the tweets. So I create a new expression here, and now I just do a select statement. And what I do here is, since tweet is a string, I can just use some C# expressions inline in uSQL to do the right thing. So first I do a split that splits my tweets into words. And now I use an inline link expression that allows me now to filter out, with a lambda expression here, all the words that start with an ampersand. So now I also need to turn that into a SQL array of type string and give the column a name such as mentions from at t. So now I have a row set that contains arrays with each one containing 0 to n mentions. Now I would like to pivot each mention into its own row. For that I'm using the uSQL cross-apply capability to apply an explode function that takes an array and basically makes one row out of each element in the array and apply that to each individual row. So I reuse my m here for mentions. I say select mention, and now I'm selecting that from my previous m that gets exploded. Explode mentions, and just have to give some names here again, mention in the result class. So now that gives me basically all the mentions that I might want to operate on. Now I would like to combine the mentions now with my authors and basically do a group-wise count for each of the people mentioned as well as per category. So in order to be able to do that, I now union my mentions together with my authors. So what I say here is, I say at t equals select author from t, and I add an author category here. And I now union this with my mention and the mention category at m. So next I can do my counting. So let's call this as result equals select author, because the first row set gives me the name for the union. Category, comma, count star as tweet count from at t. And now I do the group by author, comma, category. And now I basically calculated how many times somebody got either mentioned or how many times the person tweeted. Now I have to output the result into a file because uSQL right now is a batch job, and then I analyze the file at a later date. So I say output add result to, let's just give it an output directory and a file name, tweet count.csv. I want to order it by the tweet count descending, and I use again a built-in outputter this time for CSV formats. And now I basically have my script. Now this script can be submitted either locally, so I can do a local check if I have the right code, or I can select my cluster location and submit it against my cluster account. So in this case, I will run it against the cluster account, which I now selected, and I hit submit here, and the job gets submitted and gets executed. So once the job has completed, the job view window shows me this job graph that kind of shows me the physical execution among the different stages which are being executed on individual nodes within my cluster. And I can look at the result file by double-clicking on the result file name. It will download it. And now I see here in this preview who were the authors and the mentions and how often they were authoring or getting mentioned. Now, obviously, the code that I have here, specifically this C-sharp code here, 5 months from now, I probably don't remember what it means. So what I like to do is I want to wrap that into a C-sharp user-defined function. So let me quickly switch over to a prepared project that you have access to on our GitHub site. And this now shows you the same code, basically, with a select statement that just invokes a function. Now, this function has been implemented in this CodeBehind file back here. So I'll just open that. And this is just a simple namespace and the class, and then inside the class, I just have this public static method that implements the C# expression that you saw earlier. In this case, it does a little bit more cleanup than the code that I showed you earlier. Then furthermore, I can take this expression, and instead of just applying it against my own file, I can simply apply a wildcard here and apply it to any file within that specific directory. So now that I have shown you how easy it is to use your USQL and C# knowledge to analyze basically structured data in files, let me now show you an example where I actually operate on image data to do some image transformations and image feature extractions. So in the previous example, I have been showing you how to use code behind and just C# expressions, but this doesn't allow me to actually share my C# code with others. In this example now, I'm showing you how I use some image code that somebody might have written, in addition to some code that allows me to invoke that code from within USQL, and make it available in a shared environment inside my Azure Data Lake account so that other USQL programmers inside my organization can use the same code and do their image analysis as well. In order to be able to do that, I basically take the DLL that contains my code and register it inside the USQL metadata service. I can do that by either uploading the DLL into some location in my lake and then create an assembly to register it, or if I have access to the source code, I can go inside the solution over here and right-click on my C# project for USQL and select the Register Assembly button, which then gives me the option to register it inside my Data Lake account, inside which database, what name I want to give, etc. So I have already done that. So as a next step now, I'm going to make use of that in an extract feature USQL statement. So one of the capabilities that this assembly gives me is that it gives me the ability to extract features out of my image and rescales it to provide a thumbnail of the image, as well as extracting some of the EXIF properties, such as copyright, equipment make, model, description, etc., out of the image. In addition, I'm applying this against all my images, providing both the file and the format here inside my file set. And then I basically only do that for the files that have some JPEG naming convention, primarily because I want to get at the EXIF data that is only available in that format. And then at the end, I'm outputting all the features that I extracted into a CSV file, as well as just selecting a single image out and output it as an actual image so that I can take a look at it. So now I've run this already on my local machine, and down here, you basically see the resulting two files. So let's open the location here because the previewer is not a good tool to look at these things. And as you notice, here's the thumbnail. So I open this and you see this car being shrunk down to a smaller size. And over here, you see the image features of all the image files that I had. And as you can see here in Excel, you see here, for example, this picture was taken with a Samsung phone. There was another Samsung phone here, and here was a Canon EOS camera that was taking a third picture. Now, how was that code written? Well, let's take a look quickly at the image feature extraction first. So the image feature extractor basically is a class that implements the iExtractor interface. Now, in this case, because I need to see the whole image as one, I specified that the whole image or whole file needs to be processed atomically by the extractor, so it cannot be split. Furthermore, inside that class, I have my class initializer that allows me to parameterize my invocation of the extractor, and then I override the extract method. And in this case, what I do is I just basically get the byte array for the image from my input space stream, which loads it into memory as a byte array. And then to reuse the memory and not like reading the creating the image over and over again. I now basically create a stream image, and then I output the properties from these. So I, for example, output if the column gets asked for in the extract statement, I will be calculating the result here by, for example, getting the equipment make, equipment model, or the thumbnail creation down here using methods on that stream image object. So this is basically the code. Now the stream image object, etc., that's all implemented here in this image namespace that I basically gotten from somebody who knows how to do image processing. So that might be code that you already have that you might not even have source code access to. So this is kind of showing you in a very simple example of how you can use SQL and share code and operate on even unstructured data and be able to scale that out over many files and large files and do a lot of interesting processing. This can be extended to do your own machine learning examples using cognitive services, for example, and other cool capabilities to allow you to do your custom processing on the data. And USQL will take it and scale it out and apply it at scale to the data that you have inside the data lake. And it also has shown you how easy it is to query both your structured data as well as unstructured data like images and process them at scale. I would like to encourage you now to go up to our azure.com/datalake page, sign up for an Azure Data Lake account, and start using USQL and Azure Data Lake to do your big data processing. And feel free to leave your feedback at the user feedback link that I provide on the slide. If you need additional resources, here are a list of resources that point you to our blogs, our community pages, GitHub pages, presentations, documentations, article, and additional videos, as well as our forum and feedback locations where we are taking user feedback and answering user questions. If you have any other requirements around education, etc., we encourage you to go to the Microsoft Virtual Academy online, where we have a set of further deep dives on USQL available for you. I appreciate your time. Thanks for watching. And see you coding in USQL soon.